Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. Over 103,000 Americans need a life-saving organ, with over 1,700 in San Diego alone. 86% of patients waiting need a kidney, and living kidney donation can help reduce the number of individuals on the national transplant wait list. On average, 16 people die every day in the U.S. because there aren't enough available organs, and every 8 minutes, another person is added to the transplant waiting list. Sharp Healthcare's Kidney and Pancreas Transplant Program has one of the highest survival rates in the country. Since 1990, they've performed over 2,400 kidney transplants, of which over 900 were from living kidney donors. There are 615 people on Sharp Healthcare's transplant wait list. Their goal is to give these people as many opportunities as possible for a donor match. On the line to tell us more is Dr. Armin Faravarda, a transplant nephrologist with Sharp Healthcare. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, I'm very happy to be here with you, Vicki, today. Thank you for having me.
Well, Dr. Faravarda, start by telling us, what function do kidneys serve in the body?
Well, the kidneys serve several important functions in the body. These include cleaning of the blood to ensure that we maintain normal electrolyte and acid-base balance in our body. The kidneys also help remove fluid and regulate blood pressure. In addition, the kidneys are also involved in bone metabolism and produce a hormone that helps in the production of red blood cells, which plays a vital role in the body.
What is a nephrologist, and when is someone referred to one?
A nephrologist is a physician who specializes in the evaluation and management of patients with kidney disease. Patients are referred to a nephrologist when an abnormality is noted in their kidney function, often through lab work, either in the blood or in the urine. A nephrologist also helps evaluate and manage patients with very difficult to control high blood pressure who may have very normal kidney function.
You're a nephrologist. Why are you passionate about kidney health and organ transplants?
I find the kidney to be a very fascinating organ, maintaining the body in a normal balance with respect to a number of areas, including electrolytes, acid base, blood pressure, bone health, and anemia. And I really enjoy seeing patients improve their lives by maintaining good kidney health. I am especially passionate about kidney transplantation, as this restores normal kidney function to someone who has kidney failure and is the treatment option of choice for most patients with kidney failure, and is really the closest treatment option we have to the patient's original native kidneys prior to the development of kidney disease.
What is chronic kidney disease?
Chronic kidney disease is defined as the presence of kidney damage that persists for at least 3 months. This is generally noted on lab work as either protein in the urine or reduced kidney function as measured by a blood test called creatinine.
What are the stages of chronic kidney disease, and what should patients at each stage be aware of in order to effectively manage their kidney health?
Yeah, there are five stages of kidney disease, ranging from mild at stage one to very severe at stage five. There will not be many symptoms at the earliest stages of kidney disease. These often manifest at the later stages, such as stage four or stage five. But even in the very early stages, it is very important to control factors such as diabetes and high blood pressure in order to slow kidney function decline. At the later stages of kidney disease, it is important to evaluate for fluid overload or metabolic abnormalities, and ultimately for initiation of dialysis. In the very later stages of kidney disease, such as stage five, patients may experience symptoms such as shortness of breath, swelling in the legs, nausea, vomiting, or a lack of appetite.
What are some diseases that can have an impact on kidney function?
There are many different diseases that can impact the kidney function. These include polycystic kidney disease or other conditions which may be autoimmune, such as lupus. It is important to note that sometimes there are disease processes that are limited to the kidney, which can cause kidney function decline. But at other times, there may be systemic illnesses that may affect the kidney function as well as other organs.
Can kidney damage be reversed?
In some instances, it can. The kidney damage can be reversed by using medications to treat the underlying condition that causes kidney disease. A very important determining factor as to whether kidney damage can be reversed or not is how long the injury or damage has been occurring. If it has been occurring for a long time, measured in months or years, then there may be scarring of the kidney, which we cannot reverse. So the key is to diagnose and treat very early the underlying cause of kidney disease.
I'm speaking with Dr. Arman Faravarda, a transplant nephrologist with Sharp Healthcare. What are the risk factors you see most in your practice?
The risk factors I see most are diabetes and high blood pressure. By far, these two disease processes are the most common cause of kidney disease and kidney failure in the nation.
How does diabetes impact kidney function?
Very good question. So diabetes is a systemic illness that can affect many organ systems, such as the eyes, as well as the nervous system, but of course it can also affect the kidneys. Over time, we see changes in the kidney from longstanding diabetes, and one common development is the leaking of protein in the urine, often significant amounts, and this in turn can cause other problems such as fluid retention and shortness of breath.
And are people of color at a higher risk for developing kidney disease?
Yes, I would say in two ways. First, there are certain medical conditions which may be more prevalent in people of color. The second is people of color may also have limited access to health care, which may limit early diagnosis and treatment of kidney disease and its risk factors, such as diabetes or high blood pressure.
And what role does nutrition play in overall kidney health?
Nutrition plays a very important role promoting kidney health. This is primarily in an indirect way. For example, it is important to eat a healthy, balanced diet, which includes fruits and vegetables, in order to avoid developing obesity, which is a major risk factor for diabetes and high blood pressure. Now, in a small subset of the population, salt intake can be a contributor to high blood pressure, and it's important for these individuals to lower their salt intake.
What is the renal diet, and who should be on one?
Very good question. A renal diet is a diet that is recommended for patients with very advanced kidney disease and often will have lower amounts of potassium and phosphorus, since these can become elevated in somebody with advanced kidney disease. A renal diet will also be lower in sodium to avoid fluid retention.
And when would someone need to go on dialysis, and what are the different types of dialysis?
Yeah, in general, someone with very advanced kidney disease, stage 5 kidney disease, will need to be monitored very closely for their need to start dialysis. There are many factors involved in the decision to start dialysis. This may include whether or not the patient is fluid overloaded, whether there are electrolyte abnormalities such as high potassium or acidosis, or if the patient has symptoms such as nausea, vomiting, lack of appetite, or shortness of breath. The different types of dialysis are hemodialysis, which can be done either at a center or it can be done at home. The other dialysis type is peritoneal dialysis, which is done at home.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm speaking with Dr. Armin Faravarda, a transplant nephrologist with Sharp Healthcare. What are the advantages of live kidney donation?
Very good question. So there are several advantages to having a living donor kidney transplant. First, this allows a suitable kidney transplant candidate to receive a kidney transplant right away. This is because in our region, Vicky, the wait times for receiving a kidney transplant is up to 10 years. And a patient may become more ill over time, especially if they're on dialysis, and therefore waiting up to 10 years may make them less suitable for receiving a kidney transplant. And a living donor kidney transplant in general works better and lasts longer. This is primarily because we can optimize the setting for a living donor transplant, allowing for a closer immunologic match kidney either through the recipient's donor or indirectly through a donor exchange. And when a family member or a friend donates a kidney, that kidney is immediately transplanted in the intended recipient, because as we increase the amount of time that the kidney is out of the body, this can sometimes impair the kidney function. So this is very limited in a live kidney donor and therefore allows for better kidney function in the recipient.
What makes a good potential living donor?
First of all, the potential living donor should be healthy with no major medical conditions such as diabetes and should have normal kidney function. And as part of the donor evaluation process, we do a thorough medical evaluation to ensure there are no major concerns. A living donor may be related or unrelated to the recipient. Our immunosuppression is very effective, such that even a non-related donor would be acceptable for donation.
And what should the kidney recipient expect after surgery?
In general, a kidney transplant recipient should expect to remain in the hospital for a period of 3 to 5 days after receiving a kidney transplant. During this time, medications are administered to prevent rejection. The kidney function, including urine output, is monitored closely in the hospital. There will be new medications that are started that are part of the regimen used after kidney transplantation. And our nurses review these with the patients, so they are very familiar with the reason why these medications are being used and how they should be taken. And after the initial hospitalization, patients are followed very closely in the clinic with labs being done. And over time, these clinic visits will be spaced out if the patient is doing well.
What are immunosuppressants and what role do they play?
Yeah, immunosuppressants are medications that are used after kidney transplantation to help prevent rejection. This is because after a kidney is transplanted, the body will naturally recognize it as being a foreign organ and will then mount an immune response towards the kidney, causing rejection and ultimately failure. Therefore, we purposely lower the immune system of a kidney transplant patient so that this will allow for the transplanted kidney to continue to function normally without being rejected. Now, because we are lowering the immune system, this can also increase the chances of infection and certain cancers in kidney transplant patients. And therefore, it's very important to have regular follow-ups to monitor for infection or cancer and to undertake preventive measures such as wearing sunscreen when outdoors.
After donating a kidney, do donors go on to live normal lives?
Absolutely. Kidney donors can live a normal life after donation. We know this from decades of experience across the world from those who have either donated a kidney or may have lost a kidney due to trauma or other injury. And we know that kidney donors have a normal lifespan and have a quality of life which is similar, if not better, than their counterparts who have not donated.
I've been speaking with Dr. Armin Faravarta, a transplant nephrologist with Sharp Healthcare. What is the number one piece of advice you give to your patients?
The most important thing that I would tell anyone living with kidney disease is not to lose hope. We are very fortunate to have advanced treatment options for patients living with kidney disease to reverse, stabilize, or slow the progression of their kidney disease. And if someone progresses to end-stage kidney disease, there are also good dialysis options, including ones that can be done right at home. And of course, there's the option of kidney transplantation, which offers our patients a chance to live life that they once enjoyed before developing kidney disease.
And anything else you want us to know?
What I would say is it's important for people to know that kidney transplantation is really a team sport. This is one of the attributes that I enjoy most about this field. We have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of nephrologists who are specially trained to take care of transplant patients. We have transplant surgeons, nurses, social workers, psychologists, dietitians, and coordinators who all spend their time working towards the common goal of kidney transplantation for our patients.
You can learn more on Sharp Healthcare's website, sharp.com. Thank you, Dr. Faravarta, for talking with us today, and thank you for being on the front lines.
Thank you very much for having me today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.